The director of the National Cardiothoracic Center, Dr. Lawrence Rebo, is appealing to Ghanaians to make conscious efforts to donate to the Heart Foundation to help save lives. He said little contributions will go a long way to save many people with heart conditions. Dr. Siribo noted that government alone cannot shoulder such responsibility. Therefore, the public must show strong commitment because anyone can fall prey to any clinical condition.
I won't say that it's becoming more expensive. It is known that having heart surgery is expensive. It has been expensive right from the beginning, as I say, beyond the reach of the average Ghanaian. But actually, worldwide, Ghana is one of the places where heart surgery is relatively very, very cheap. Unfortunately, not many Ghanaians can afford it, even at this relatively cheap rate.
Has government ever come in to support in any way?
Well, of course. I mean, remember, we are all Ghanaians, and government supports the center. Recently, there's been a lot of equipment that the government has upgraded and brought it to the center. Again, remember, we work at the center, we are paid by government. These are all inputs from government. But when it comes to heart surgery, I think we must all come together to find answers to funding it for our people.
You mentioned the Heart Foundation. How often do you get assistance from the foundation?
Well, presently, every Ghanaian that undergoes heart surgery is sponsored 50% of the cost by the Heart Foundation.
And what has been the public response to providing assistance for this cause?
Well, you know, Ghanaians are very benevolent. They've been trying their best. Unfortunately, it's still not enough. We always ask for more. I always say that if we have 1 million Ghanaians contributing the cost of one bottle of mineral a month to the Heart Foundation, we'll have enough funds to cater for all Ghanaians. So Ghanaians have been trying. They'll be very, very kind donating to the foundation, but we still have not got enough. Now it looks as if the attention is dwindling. We hope to instigate people, get more people to donate to the foundation, and then funding of heart surgery will be quite easy.
Director of the National Cardiothoracic Center, Dr. Lawrence Siribo.
Meanwhile, High Life musician Kwabena Kwabena said he is touched by the plight of heart patients and will regularly organize musical concerts to raise funds to help. Speaking on Behind the News, the musician said patients must be helped to meet the cost of treatment, which many a time is beyond them. He said he would use a musical concert to appeal to the affluent in society to support a worthy cause.
I'd say if you listen to what doctor has said, you realize that you'll be struck, I mean, as a normal human being, that if you have anything you need to do to support, you'll be thinking of what to do, and that's what happened to me, and there's nothing I could do but to be there with a band and do some performance, play music, and entertain benevolent individuals who would want to support. You know, so that's the reason why me and my team put together this concert next month on the 19th to raise funds to support such people.
Of what form is this concert going to take, and who are the other artists that will join you on stage?
God being so good, I've been able to speak to a few of my friends, but there are others who are also calling to be part of it. So we will be entertaining all those who purchase a ticket. And be at the State Banquet Hall. We'll be entertaining you with a beautiful live band music. I mean, lots of performance. Funny Face will be there. Sakode will be there. Becca will be there. Fia will be there. OJ will be there. You know, a host of them. I mean, lots of them.
That was High Life musician Kwabena Kwabena.